So when we owe God, when He brings us, He brings us with a reason of continuing to know Him and understanding Him. And we shall understand the path through which we are moving in to be able to pay our debts. But we want to continue to thank the Lord in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I request you to greet your brethren and you welcome him from where he has passed. And you thank him on my behalf. And if it's the truth indeed, and he has enlightened where he has passed, when he's continuing exposing the light of the
Father,
you can move through as you're greeting your brethren and you ask him whether he's still in faith. Because we had the other word in Corinthians and it says that check out yourselves and find out whether you're still in faith.
So
you can tell your neighbor, you can ask your neighbor whether he's still in flesh. The faith that comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. And as we're waiting for those outside, those who came with an intention of gathering to be to continue to join unto us in the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We want to thank God because he has enabled the scriptures to come to us. When he speaks with us in Isaiah 48, verse
17,
he says that thus speaketh the Lord God, your Redeemer, the Sanctified of Israel, that I'm your Lord God, who teaches you how to profit, who leads you in the path through which you're moving. We want to thank the Lord. First of all, he has taught us how to profit. And another thing which is amazing, that he accepted to be co-workers with us. And indeed, he leads us in the path through which we move. And all, we are revealed of them by his spirit. So we agree on this, that his spirit has been sent to us just as he was sent from the olden days. He will create and do a work of God in our lives, and he will manifest the goodness of him who called us from the beginning, because within him we were chosen. And from the ancient days, he knew us. So our responsibility is one. Is we accepting to join with him. And we believing in him. As we offer in our hearts
us,
and he can shepherd our wisdom. And he show the path to our feet. Because he has spoken that he's ready to lead us through the path through which we move. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us stand on our feet and we introduce ourselves in his presence.
And
we tell him that we have reached where we agreed to meet on his holy mountain to be taught, and we continue to pray to him to continue fulfilling us with by that which he has brought us, as we grant him our lives. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Father, Lord Almighty, you are enthroned above heavens and you watch over all the things in heavens and earth.
twagala okukwebaza.
We want to thank you.
Twagala okukusiima.
We want to get pleased.
Obanga bwekyo bwe kyawandiikibwa mu Yobu.
Because that's what is was written in Job.
Era nga gwe taata w'obutonde bwonna.
And you are the father of all creations.
Gwe taata yatuzaala mukama waffe Yesu.
Who birthed that in our master Jesus.
Obanga byonna byateesebwa gwe.
Because all were reasoned by you.
Ne bikolebwa ekigambo kyo.
And we have done by your word.
Era ne bituukirizibwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
And they were perfected by the Holy
Spirit. Byonna ne biteekebwawo gwe Katonda.
And all of them were established by you.
Gwe mugezi weka ayina okuteesa okutuukiridde.
You are the only wise one who has full counsels.
Amagezi n'okutegeera bibyo mukama.
The wisdom and understanding is yours.
Amaanyi n'okumanya bibyo ayi Katonda.
The mighty and knowledge is yours.
Okutya mukama kwe kutuleetera okuva mu bi ngaffe ezzadde
lyo. The fear of the Lord makes us to get out of sin.
Era n'omwoyo we yatunyweza okusobola okweyongerayo
mu manyi. Your Holy Spirit strengthens us to continue.
Twagala okusiima olunaku lw'olwaleero lw'olonze.
Be pleased of you
kubanga n'olunaku lw'olwaleero luwadde omukisa.
Because you are blessed today's morning.
Nga bwe kyawandiikibwa mu lubereberye.
As it was written in Genesis.
Bayibuli egamba nti ne buba enkya ne buba akawungeezi.
The Bible says that it was morning and evening.
Olwe lunaku olulala.
And that was another day.
Era buli lunaku wabaako ebirungi bye wakola.
And every day you did something good.
Era bwe wamala okukola byonna n'olyoka obiwa omukisa.
And after you did everything you blessed them.
Tukkiriza nti naffe watuwa omukisa.
We accept that you blessed us.
Era nga tuli zadde ly'omukama.
And we are your offsprings, O Lord.
Wa mu Kristo Yesu. Era nga taata tetuyinayo kitaffe mulala.
Kubanga
maama bw'ajja mu Matayo 23. Olunyiriri olw'omwenda ayogera lwatu.
Nti
tewaliyo kitammwe mulala yenna.
Kubanga
kitammwe ali mu
ggulu.
Era twagala okusiima kitaffe. Kubanga ye gwe taata wayogera mu Yeremiya
3.
Kaakano nno bwe tukomawo tukuyite nti taata. Era tetukyuka. Kanga okukuleka wewaawo kitaffe tukwebaza kubanga watuzza kuba omwoyo
omutukuvuera
olyoka otuyigiriza ekkubo lye tuba tuyita
olwonna
olyoka otukulembere mukama
twatula
nti yegwe kitaffe tetuyinaayo
mukayegwe
kitaffe ajjudde amagezi n'okutegeera
yegwe
kitaffe asobola otuzza obugya edda twayinanga bakitaffe ab'omubiri
mukama
era batukangavulanga olw'okwegasa.
And they used to punish us for their own
wrongdoing.
But how much more is you when you are punishing us?
Otuigirize mukama.
We have come to be taught by you, Lord. We have come that you may lead us in the right path. And you take us in the right
path.
Because we know that our correction
passes through.
As we read in Hebrews 4:12,
your
word is
a word.
And even today,
O Lord,
we want to welcome your word.
The
word which was you in the beginning.
He
is the one who clothes the flesh and we saw and we beheld the
Lord
who taught us everything you said. We want to welcome him in our midst. And he may teach us even today. And that he may teach us even today. That he may correct our hearts, let him bring back our hearts as we are getting told through the word. The Lord build up our lives, build up our wisdom to come back to you. You build up our fleshly life and
spiritual
life. Because you promise that you're not going to leave us this way. And he said that he's going to request the Holy Spirit from you. The Holy Spirit will teach us all. The Holy Spirit will teach us
more.
The Holy Spirit will tell us
more.
Because it was written that he will pick from
Noah
and come to give us. And those of yours is that of Christ. And those of yours, Lord. The Holy Spirit is going to
tell us.
We have come in your midst,
so
Lord. And we request for the good things from you, Lord. Things that comes from you and from your
word,
as they are brought by the Holy Spirit and they are fulfilled by the Holy
Spirit.
We request them to come and to us and to be manifest in our lives. You manifest in our lives as you
teach
us. You manifest in our lives as you
teach
us. And you give us the greater wisdom and the great fulfilled understanding and the fulfilled counsel.
soul.
And he strengthened us with the power.
And you
can give us the full knowledge. And you can give us the
fear of the Lord.
And we shall step out of sin.
Because
we are your offspring. We request you that you may see that in your
spirit.
As we continue to hearken to your word. As we continue to get
taught.
And to understand what is as your offspring. As the elect.
Lord.
We request your Holy Spirit. And he's the Holy Spirit. That may pass through
sealing
us. And together with the angel of the
Spirit,
to pass through sealing our
life.
That we may continue to renew our life. And the reward of our life shall be established. And we may fight for our lives, O Lord.
You
establish our moving on. Because we know that our journey was started in heaven and where you are
now.
That's how we welcome the ministration of the angels in the seven groups of angels. That they may manifest
to
all those who are holding the trumpets. Just as Revelation
says,
that they may reach out to those with the power and they fulfill that ministration. Because the Holy Spirit has
spoken
in Hebrews 1:13-14, that they are ministering angels as they minister to those who are going to inherit salvation. The Revelation
22:10,
the Bible speaks openly and says that they are co-workers with those who
hold the word.
And as we continue to minister,
Lord,
the ministration that is going to be done today, we request the angels to come and help us. They minister together with us as they fulfill the word of God, just as it was spoken in his
Psalms
103:19, that they are the mighty angels who fulfill the word of God. Father, we want to thank them and to welcome them in our midst as the word is continuing to be preached and as we continue to get taught and to be told. Let them pass through the gathering as they are healing and saving
us,
as they fulfill the word of God. We have prayed all that with faith in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, O Lord, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. We want to thank the Lord. As, and we request you that you get seated. Prepare your book. Prepare your pen. Prepare your heart. And most importantly, the book of the Holy Spirit. And he continues to write within us. Because we are not ministers of the letter, but we are the ministers of the Spirit. Because we got to understand that when we serve the letter, we are going to die. Because the letter kills. By the Spirit gives life. And he speaks in John 6:63. That the words he tells us are the Spirit and the life. So we shouldn't familiar the word of God. And that we shouldn't think that we are used to
it.
But it is required of us to prepare our hearts. Because the word of God is renewed every day. And his grace is renewed every day. Just as he speaks in Lamentations 3:24. Prepare our hearts. And the word of God may be sowed
on you.
And it shall bear fruits within us. Praise the name of the Lord. The owner of that phone, you have forgotten it. behind them. You find it with a deacon. We request you to stand on your feet and we join our hands as we lift up our voices to thank the Lord and we glorify Him and we glorify Him. He is the only living God in all the generations and He has given us life. He is the life-giving Spirit and our life He is the source of our life and is the only wise God and He makes us wise. We're going to join our hands as our mouths are open and we lift up our voices to thank Him as we honor Him. The Father who is in above the heavens, the Father who is above the heavens, we want to thank You. We want to give You the glory. We want to thank You. You the only one who gave us the plan, when we had died in our sin. We want to thank You by the Holy Spirit who has revealed to us all that we have revealed of them by the Holy Spirit. And we want to thank You because the angels who are co-workers with us, because they have all have been done by You and by Your Holy Spirit. We want to thank the Holy Spirit. We want to glorify Him because He intercedes for us. He intercedes as well. We want to thank You, Lord, the only mighty God, the only wise God, the only glorified God, and there is no other God. You are the only God. We want to glorify You by giving the glory. And as we join our hands, and we are saying this, the glory is Yours, O Lord. The power is Yours, O Lord. The wisdom is Yours, O Lord. The understanding is Yours, O Lord. The mightiness is Yours, O Lord. The knowledge is Yours, O Lord. The fear of the Lord is Yours. And the Holy Spirit is Yours. And You get pleased with us. We want to thank You, O Lord. And we want to thank You. Because You redeemed us by Your great love. Praise the name of the Lord. I request you to sit down. Let us welcome the word of God through His ministers, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Sam Bosa. May take us on by the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Lord.
Yes, you was when you were Katonda. Amen. Mwasuze mutya muli nyali ya mukama afi Yesu.
Have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu bwo buli butya?
And how is your life?
Obulamu bulungi?
Is life good?
Tuyongere omubulizeko ku muganda wo.
Move on to greet your neighbor.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiva eri Katonda kitaffe.
Which come from God the Father.
Omwana n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Awo yayogera mu kubikulu by'essuula
esooka. As he spoke in Revelation chapter 1. And the verses
4.
And he said, peace and grace, which come from the one who was, the one who is, and the one going to come,
and
which come from the seven spirits of God.
And
we prove you've gotten them in the right ways.
We've
not joined on the thief Satan. And those God speaks of in Malachi, that all this nation drops from me. If He's given us, we use well in this life and in serving Him. We've gotten them from the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Revelations chapter 1 verse 4 tells us that those coming from the one who was, who is, and the one going to come, those coming from the seven spirits of God, we give him back glory and honor, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank them for upholding us under the sun with the motive of taking us back home in heaven, that we don't get lost in this world. In the time I hear of Jeremiah 22 and verses 10, that do not cry for the one who dies, but weep bitterly for the one who goes. I discover there is the one who dies, that's the body. That one we don't cry for him. And he said that weep bitterly for the one who goes. That is the human spirit. They have not gone back to their home country. And what makes us weep is that they have not been able to get back home in heaven, like Philippians 3:20 tells us. But as he upholds us by his Holy Spirit and the armies of holy angels, we have a guarantee and a proof that indeed we can reach our home country in heaven. And when he told that to the Thessalonians, he said, do not cry like those who have no hope. There are others where he told us to cry. Jeremiah 22:10. But to the Thessalonians, he tells us, because of these reasons, that we have already gotten the hope. And we know though you unclothe the body, we know the one going is gone home back. And why didn't we cry? They have made us cry for they have not gone back to their home country. But if you get home back, we shall just make a feast in that moment. And people will wonder, these people have a problem. Now their colleague is dead. And we know they have reached home, that's why we've rejoiced. Even though people in the world hold that sign, but they don't see it. Because they even do it in the wrong place. When a person dies, they cook food. And they wouldn't have eaten if they are filled of grief.
Yes,
Jesus. But they drink that porridge. They cook instant food there.
Pick up, boys.
But when we know that you've made it home back, we bury the body at the same time we are praising God. And we say hallelujah, they have gone home back.
Even
their cloth, we are to put it in the ground. But they have another body they have got with in heaven. They find you burying it, that is what you're speaking. And they say, my God, it will reach a time they will get used to that. And them too will love that situation and moment. You know, nations which are advanced,
America,
England, you can't just go for a burying. They have to give you an invitation card. You don't just go see people have someone have lost, and you go in someone's house. You want to bury it, you're targeting food.
Even
though it's a wedding, they first invite you, don't just go. Now we shall reach a time and the barrier is of invitations. Only those with knowledge will come and be buried. We don't want those who will weep for us there.
Katonda atakubya muggo oli agenze waka muggulu muwaayiriza. Naye kale ebyo katubireko. Tubireko ebyo tugende mu kuyitibwa kwe. Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katweyongereyo n'okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda.
Let's move on with the call of the nation Uganda.
Mukama akuwa omukisa we bali kujja.
God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Kansubire otesitese bulungi
nnyo. I hope you prepared well.
Ekitabo kyo.
Your book.
Muwandiika.
Where you write.
Ate nga ne Bible yo ogirina.
Even your Bible you have it.
Era nga n'omutima ekitabo ky'omwoyo omutukuvu okitegese
bulungi
era n'obwongo bwe bw'amagezigo asobole okuba nga ate naye awandiika mu
magezigo
omwoyo omutukuvu
ekiseera
ky'obwetaavu
ebyandiko
ebyajja bikujjukiza
oba
onaaba obuulira
oba
olina kyoyagala okukola
baba
biwandiise mu
ggwe
kyangu nnyo okubikujjukiza
so
twagala tweyongereyo
mu
kuyitibwa
endagaano
n'ekitiibwa kya Katonda
and the glory of God
ggwanga lya Uganda
and the nation of Uganda
mulembe guno ogwa AD
the era of AD
nga bwe byali mu ggwanga lya Isirayiri
as it was on the nation of Israel
ebya BC
in the eras of BC
amanya n'eddoboozi
and by name and voice
tuba na Hope Witness
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness
omuna musomba
together with Pastor Bosa
n'omusomba wa Bible
and a Bible reader Pastor Robina
tubaagala nnyo mwenna
we love you all
mu linnya lya mukama waffe
in the name of the Lord Jesus
mwana wa Katonda omulamu
son of the living God
era mukama waffe
and our Lord
tusinzira mu buweereza buno
we base in this ministry
omulembe omupya ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde
the new generation with the full knowledge of God
okutuusako okuyitibwa
to reach out to you the call
okuli ku ggwanga lya Uganda
which is on the nation of Uganda
olw'ensi yonna
on behalf of the entire world
yesu yeebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus so much
tukyalaba phase yokona
we still see the first phase
yes you was going
praise Jesus so much
era nga topic ya fe
our topic
je tutambulira mu tulabide ebintu ebingi
which we move in out in which we've seen many things
ye tulaga obonero bwebo mu
it's what shows at the same signs
Katonda bwe yalaga obuliberawo
that which God showed which will be prevailing
okukiriza okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda
fulfillment of the call of Uganda
yalaga bwe mubalaga obuliberawo
and at the same time showed to be prevailing
kudda kwa mukama waffe Yesu
the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ
yes you have been
praise Jesus so much
wabula nga tuzze tunyonyola obonero obwo
but we've been explaining those signs
paka Katonda akomusanga
onto the seventh sign
era katundu akakomusanga
and the seventh sign
tuolekedde kitundu ekyokusatu
we headed to the third part
yes yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus so much
katundu akakomusanga
the seventh sign
mwetuolekedde ate ekitundu ekyokusatu
still we headed to the third part
yes yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus so much
ayiranga twategeera
and we got to understand
and Uganda
that Uganda
mu phase ne yokuna
in this fourth phase
Uganda ekula lya Africa
Uganda the pearl of Africa
inokola navy ya malaika mukaba
is meant to work with six groups of angels
okuteekateeka malaika wekonde eliyo musanvu
prepare the angel of the seventh trumpet
ekonde eliyo rufanyima
the trumpet of the end
nokudda kwa mukama waffe
and the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ
yes he was when you
praise Jesus so much
naye nga mbyonna
but it all
twategeera
we understood
nti before ekonde eliyo musanvu katina fuyiwa
before the seventh trumpet is sounded
ekyama kya Katonda
the mystery of God
kino kubanga kibikolebwa
must have been revealed
yes he was when you
praise Jesus so much
so komo mwetwategeeka ensonga satu
in there we understood three reasons
is kino kubikolebwa
which are meant to be revealed
nga enkome yutenna tu
before the end comes
ekonde eliyo ruvanyima katina fuyiwa
the last trumpet is not yet sounded
yes he was when you
praise Jesus so much
zidukire ensonga ezo twaziteeka bulungi mbufunze
remember we listed down those three issues
netumanya
and we got to know
tulina okubikula ekyama kya Katonda
we have to reveal the mystery of God
era nga ye mwana mukama waffe Yesu
that is the son the Lord Jesus
yeno yali part A
that was the part A
era nga tukyagirimu okujinyonyola
we are still in it explaining it
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus
so much nga tunatuka kweyo part
before we reach that part
tujukire ebintu bisatu
ebino remember three things meant to be revealed
ekyama kya Katonda
the mystery of God
ekigambo kya Katonda
the word of God
mukama waffe Yesu
the Lord Jesus All the secrets. All secrets in the scriptures of truth. And even the secret of lawlessness.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus so much.
So with what we come to
now when we reached at that point. Of revealing the mystery of God. And we said it's going to be revealed in the three ways. As the word of God, he who became the Son.
That's
part A, B, and C, as you see on the projector screen. As we reveal the word of God, all secrets within it. That's the part we are still covering.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus so much. And we reveal the mystery of God, the word of God, the Lord Jesus, together with all secrets within him. We've looked much on part A.
We
first revealed the word of God, he who became the Son.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. After we finished that,
and
we see the part B,
as the
God who makes fullness of things in heavens and earth,
then the part C,
and the part C
is
how we shall be knowing how, why he's called the image of the invisible God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, as we're still on the part A, we reach to understand why it is the mystery of God as the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But this day we promised. We want to see of the three ways.
God the Father, Master Planner. Then God the Word, Master Architect, Master Creator.
Katonda Chigambo Oye Kafulumu Kutonda.
God the Holy Spirit as the master implementer.
Era Katonda omoyo mutukufu kafulu mukubiteekawo.
Kwagala tuongere okutegeera ekyama kya Katonda.
We want to move on understand this mystery of God.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Kama wafu Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katuyita mukutegeera Katonda kitaffe.
Fast through understanding that God the Father.
Amanyiddwa nga master planner.
Who is known as the master planner.
The
Word and is the Son, the Lord Jesus,
Master Implementer,
Master Implementer,
Master Creator,
Master Creator,
or Architecture,
or Architecture,
Designer, or Murungi,
the Architecture.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Then Katonda Moyo,
and God the Holy Spirit,
Master Implementer,
Master Implementer, or the one who was sent to implement them. That moves on to help us understand the mystery of God and the word of God, the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When you read Revelation 10 and verse 7, Bible started telling us this. Revelation 10 verse 7.
Naye munaku zeddoboozi lya malayika ow'omusanvu bw'alibanga agenda okufuuwa ekkondeere ekyama kya Katonda ne kiryoka kibikulwa n'enjiri bweri gye yabuulira abaddu be bannabbi.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus so much.
Atugambye okubikulirwa 10 ow'omusanvu.
Told us in Revelation 10:7
nti ebimu ku bisembayo
some of the last things
ebirina okubikulwa
which are meant to be revealed
nga malayika ow'ekkondeere ly'omusanvu tannafuuwa ekkondeere eryo.
Before each of the seventh trumpet sounds the trumpet,
ekyama kya Katonda,
the mystery of God,
kirina okuba nga kimaze okubikulwa,
must have been revealed
ng'enjiri bw'eri,
as all the gospel is,
yewa abatume ne bannabbi,
which gave the prophets and apostles. Now that mystery, when we read the Colossians, Colossians chapter 1, we are told that mystery is the word of God, the Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus so much. Let's read there in the Colossians
to
and understand where we began from. Colossians chapter 1,
25.
Colossians 1:25.
Naye nze gye nafukira omuweereza waayo ng'obuwanika bwa Katonda bwe buli bwe nnaweebwa gye muli okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda. Olunyolwa 26 ekyama ekyakwekebwa okuva edda nedda n'emirembe n'emirembe naye kakano kyolesebbwa eri abatukuvu be.
Omwoyo
mutume Pawulo ngaali mu ofiisi y'omwoyo
agamba
yaweebwa misoni
yemweyo ey'okutuukiriza
ekigambo kya
Katonda,
ekigambo kya Katonda,
ekyama
ekyakwekebwa emirembe
n'emirembe
naye kakano nga kibikkulirwa eri abatukuvu.
When you read verse 27, Colossians chapter 1,
says
that mystery is Christ Jesus our Master.
Colossians 1:27. Esubi eliyekitiibwa.
Praise Jesus so much. He said that mystery.
Kirimu obugagga bungi.
It much riches.
Nagamba ekyo ye Kristo Yesu.
And he said that is Christ Jesus in us.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kale ku mulundi guli twatandika ntumunyonyolako.
Other time we began, we explained of him.
Yatandika ne kitaffe.
How he began with the Father.
Nga yali kigambo.
And he was the Word.
Era Katonda kigambo.
And God the Word.
Ne ngeri gye yayambalamu mbi n'alabisibwa gye tuli.
How he closed flesh to appear to us.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ate olwaleero.
And even today.
Twagala tuyongere okumanya engeri gye yali Master Creator.
We want to move on now. How he was a master creator, the master creator, or the master architecture.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. And here we've said, you don't know how the Father was a master planner, and the Word of God, the Lord Jesus,
he moved
on to be the master architecture, the master architecture, the master creator.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. Even God, the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of the Lord, how he was the master implementer. All things they commanded him put in place.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But just as we move on to understand, those were what we are shown to be revealed before the seventh angel sounds his trumpet. Things to be understood. But remember, we had connected those issues for you. We told you they were marked in the scriptures. What will be happening in the nation of Uganda? That which was called on behalf of all the nations. To do the work together with angels. To prepare angel of the seventh trumpet. The trumpet of the end. The trumpet of the second coming of Jesus. These are usually repeated in Isaiah 18. Verses 1-3. And he speaks like this.
Isaiah esura ya 18 olinyo olusoka.
Isaiah 18 from verses 1.
Wowe ense yokukwakwaya kwebiwa watiro eri emitala w'emigaja kusi. Olinyo olwokubiri etuma babaka ku nyanja mu bibaya ku mazzi ngeyogera nti mugende mu ababaka abangu eri egwange egwanvu era egwewevu.
Praise Jesus so much. You take the baby out. We are recording these messages. And we don't expect to repeat them. There is no time for that.
Let's
move on with Isaiah 18 from verse 1 to 3. And we want to understand, is it true as a nation Uganda, the friend of the nation Uganda,
and
you who love God from all over the world, this is your work to reveal this mystery as we reveal it before the last trumpet is sounded? These were marked
in our call, and you are also marked in the coming back of the Lord Jesus. That's why we told you the signs appear the same. Let's read it and we hear. Isaiah 18 from verses 1.
Wowe, enseyo kukwakwaya kwebiwa watiro, eri emitala w'emigaji ya kusi. Olunyolo kubiri, etuma babaka kunyanja mubibaya kumazi. Ngeyogera nti mugende mwababaka abangu, eri egwange gwanvere gwewevu. Eri abantu, ababanga abentisa kasokede babeerawo na guno gujwa. Egwange erigera, era erinyirira ddala.
Praise Jesus so much. According to Isaiah, here we explain the wearing of the wings of angels, the swift messengers. Praise Jesus so much. And we looked much at Daniel 9, verse 21 to 25, how angel Gabriel was made to fly swift to come to meet Daniel.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. This time in the Isaiah 18, these angels were directed which nation they are to head to, and that nation is divided of rivers. When you look to Isaiah 19:5 and the verse 7, we saw this river marked with the source of the River Nile, and we understood that that nation is Uganda, the Pearl of Africa, those given a charge to lead their colleagues in this work, the final work on the planet Earth. When you look to praise Jesus so much. We speak of the trumpet of the end. God commanded the entire world in the scriptures of truth, in our eras of ministration, we are going to raise the banner of the word of God, the flag of the Holy Spirit.
And
we speak of that trumpet, and it is sounded through preaching before preaches to be sounded officially, as we reveal mysteries, the mystery of God, the word of God, the Lord Jesus.
And
all secrets in scriptures of truth, and they are also there physically, those which have not yet been known, and to reveal the secret of lawlessness. And according to Matthew 24, the trumpet of the end spoken of
is
what shows the coming back of the Lord Jesus.
It's
part of us to handle this work with carefulness, to prove that the mystery of God is revealed, the word of God, the Lord Jesus, all the secrets.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the secret of lawlessness. According to Matthew 24, our Lord Jesus shows this. His coming involves the last trumpet. Yet we have been told that before the trumpet is sounded, the mystery of God must have been revealed. Let's read in the Matthew 24, verses 29. Matthew 24:31.
Ela alituma bamalaika be n'eddoboozi ddene ly'ekkondeere. Nabo balikuŋŋaanya abalonde be mu mpewo ennya ez'ensi okuva ku nkomerero y'eggulu okutuusa ku nkomerero yaalyo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kujja kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
The coming of the Lord Jesus
limwekonde eriyo.
Involves that trumpet.
Eri oluvannyuma.
The trumpet of the end.
Konde eriyo omusanvu.
The seventh trumpet.
Malayika ow'omusanvu
lyagudde. The seventh angel which he is holding.
Nga bwe boogerwako mu kubikulwa 8 n'okusooka n'okubiri.
As they're spoken of Revelations 8, 1 and 2.
So njagala okwasaganya ensonga
eyo. I want to connect that issue.
Ntingekonde eyo tulina bakubanga
lifu. Before that trumpet is sounded. The mystery of God must have been revealed. In this mystery, there are many secrets within it, which is called the riches of hidden riches.
Yes, 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 yes.
Praise Jesus so much. Riches of that mystery.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so
much.
He was revealing the secret of lawlessness.
Satan,
the devil.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. So why you see in Revelation 10 verse 7, they have told us that word.
Let's
read there and hear still. Revelation 10 verse 7.
Naye munakuze dobozi lya malaika w'omusanvu bwalibanga agenda okufuwa ekkondeere ekyama kya Katonda ne kiyoka kibikulwa ng'enjiri bweri gye yabulira abaddu be bannabbi.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Malaika oyo ng'agenda okufuwa ekkondeere.
That angel is to sound that trumpet.
Ng'anaatira.
It is about.
Ekyama kiba kirina okubidde.
The mystery must have been revealed.
So nga bwe nakugamba nti n'okuyitibwa kuno kwa ggwanga lya
Uganda. I told you even the call of the nation Uganda.
Okuli ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
Which is upon nation Uganda.
Lwa mawanga gonna.
On behalf of all the nations.
Okuba mu lugendo lwe.
It too was revealed through the journey of heaven.
Kyasooka okuba nga ekyama ekyo nakyo kibikulwa.
No, that secret was first revealed.
Permit
me to tell it to you.
And
you too to tell it to all the nations.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
Now,
in the moment as we are going to explain of the mystery of God, the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Part
we handled last time showed he began with the Father. But in this time, we wanted to still handle him.
Master Creator,
as the Master Creator,
either Master Designer,
and Master Architecture. That's why we created that heading. God the Father, the Master Planner, or the Master Planner. And God the Word, and is the Son,
Master Architecture,
who is the Master Architecture,
Master Creator,
the Master Creator, the Master Creator, the Master Architecture,
and
God the Holy Spirit, God the Spirit of the Lord,
Master Implementer,
is the Master Implementer, the Master Implementer.
Yes, 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 yes.
Praise Jesus so much. That what we've gone in it, because of the confusions which are under the sun, on concerning the word of God, the Lord Jesus. Others say, perhaps is our Father the one who clothed flesh. And he appeared to us.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. And others say, sometimes he makes himself the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. And they say he just makes himself appear in those offices. And other things, perhaps the Father is not there.
And they
say, perhaps he's the same Son. And perhaps it's the Father himself. But first handle the Father. When he speaks, he says, you know, the word you always first ask in yourself. If the Father brings the plan, he speaks them with who?
But
when he speaks in the Genesis chapter 1, verses
26,
we see God Jitafe.
Master Planner.
The Master Planner.
He
brought all plans of creating the heavens and earth. But there are other colleagues who speak
to.
Now let's read and we hear in the Genesis chapter
1
from verses
26.
And he speaks like this. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
Katonda nayogera nti tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe mu kifaananyi kyaffe bafugenge ebyomunnyanja nebibuka waggulu n'ente n'ensi yonna
Yes, praise Jesus so much. God has spoken. He has brought up the plan. And he says, let's make back in our image and in our likeness. The question you first ask yourself, perhaps this one appears to be God the Father.
He's
brought out a plan. But he has colleagues is telling it to. Let's make man in our image, in our likeness. The first question to come in your mind, ask yourself, who do they appear like? And he is speaking to who?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. For if he was a single God, is one in him. Inside
of
him, he wants to enter, become a son. Or the word. And elsewhere, he becomes the Holy Spirit. If he's in the office of the Father, and he's brought the plan, he speaks it to who within him. And he tells them, let's make man in our image and likeness. If you find this God,
indeed,
single out is what to be independent there. And his spirit to put him there.
But
they show us he speak with two. All the two who are there. You. Let's make man. If he was in him, another, he would have said, you, let's make man.
He
would have said, me and you, let's make man. But he said, let's make.
They
are two others. That's a plural language.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus so much. If he was himself independent,
and
he tells himself, let's make man in our image and likeness, and you find him speaking, you think, what's wrong with God?
Can't
you say, yes, madness, he speaks alone? What people have to know, like we first saw the word of God, the Lord Jesus, he began with the Father.
And
this thing was even put there, is existing. And there is also the Holy Spirit. It means God speaks with others who are equal to him. For when he speaks, he reaches into Genesis
3,
22, and he speaks these words. Genesis 3:22.
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti laba omuntu afuuse ng'omukuffe okumanya ng'obulungi n'obubi.
Yes, he was
praised. Praise Jesus. Let's finish, for we are studying of the plans the Father brought.
Luberebere sura ya kusatu olunyo lwa 2 mu 2.
Genesis 3:22.
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti laba omuntu afuuse ng'omukuffe okumanya obulungi n'obubi. Kakana aleme okugolola omukono gwe okunoga ku muti ogw'obulamu okulya okuwangala ng'emirembe n'emirembe.
Omuntu afuuse ng'omukuffe.
He has become like one of us.
Yenkana ne bali.
He's equal to who?
Akati singa omusinga.
Now if you find him,
he
speaks to himself the plan.
Agamba
na and he says now,
we,
you,
okimanya omuntu afuuse,
you know, man has become like one of us.
Mwe.
You know it. Man has become like one of us. That is madness. Let's example, we find you on the way. You speak yourself. You, hold my hands and let's go. You speak to yourself. And
why
do you speak such words to yourself? Those who are in the front of you begin to give him space. Let the mad person pass and go.
Yes, he was
raised, Jesus. Now God, he cannot say,
one
who become like one of us.
He's
not become like one of them. Man is
wabulanga,
but light. He's not been exactly but like.
like one of us.
You
and who are you equal to?
Yes, we have a
where is Jesus?
This
bring you to understand.
What would
you
do for your plan?
There is the Father always who brought a plan.
Yet
he told them to the word. The Lord Jesus is the one to make the designs.
To draft
the plan how it's to be. Give them the Holy Spirit, go put them in place. This is the secret which has troubled the entire world. Reaching to say perhaps there's no Trinity. The truth is no Trinity. For Trinity is one God with three heads.
Yes, yes.
But we speak of God.
He
parted himself three times. Each one was independent with his head.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. And he ends up to say they are one.
Moved
on, put himself
offices,
independent offices. Praise Jesus. Just as we were gotten from Christ as spirits,
independent,
but we are independent. They said from his fullness we were all given.
Like
in John 1:16, from the fullness of Christ we are all given. That's what it speaks in John 15. He is the true vine, we are branches which came from him. That's what it speaks in Isaiah 51. It is the rock from which we are cast.
Independent.
We too are independent from Christ. Each one can understand independently.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
So let it up.
Even when the Father was beginning, he asked the master planner. We hear those who came from him are existing. Whom they are the same. For he has said, man has become like one of us. They don't want another to be equal to them. Me too, I can't worship a person I'm equal to. You believe us be equal to him, then we shall worship what?
You
want to be equal to God.
Maybe
in understanding for that he accepts it.
But
in all glory and the others, it's impossible to be equal to God.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
For
you cannot, no matter how you try it.
What wanted
to sit in this road, it fails.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
So, know
why we say Christ is the mystery of God. Now is the mystery not known.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
Think
perhaps it's the Father who clothes the flesh. And others may think.
Maybe
he is the same Holy Spirit.
There
is the confusion is not been known.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. But where the problem comes from is here.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
When he speaks
with us in Matthew, he says this. He said this in Matthew. In Matthew chapter 3, 16 to 17.
Here
there are three levels you have
to see.
We are going to see the one baptized.
And
that's the one who clothes the flesh.
And
we see the one descend in the form of the dove. And it's the Holy Spirit.
And we
see the one remaining in heaven opened and speaks from there. That known well as the Father. Let's read and we hear. Matthew 3 from verse 16.
Awo Yesu bwe yamala okubatizibwa amangu ago n'ava mu mazzi laba eggulu ne limubikukira n'alaba omwoyo gwa Katonda nga kangejjiba ng'ajja ku ye olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu laba eddoboozi ne liyima mu ggulu nga ligamba nti oyo ye mwana wange gwe njagala gwe nsanyukire ennyo.
This is my son in whom I rejoice. The question is this. The word clothes the flesh.
appears
is to us.
Abatizibwa
is baptized.
Ekululiekula.
Heavens open.
Omoyo wa mukama kamungeri yejuba.
The Spirit of the Lord descend form of a dove.
Chitafe kenyeni.
The Father himself.
Ashinzira mukuru agamba.
Blessed in heaven he says.
Oye mwana wakugwe
mkwana. That's my son whom I'm pleased.
Gwensha nyukira gwenjagara.
I'm pleased that I love.
Question,
if he's the same father who closed his flesh to come on the world, now the one speaking from heaven, who is that? He recorded the voice living in heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Then
this who descends like the dove of the Holy Spirit. That's why you have to trap everyone who makes
you.
For we have our brethren who seemeth like born again, those of the Branham. And they said that one person, but he turns into a son of the Holy Spirit. He turns to come from being a father and gets to be a son. But what surprises? If he's the father of the world, then he's asking himself. And
he's
the father taking back the glory I was with you. Someone speak things like that, you know they are mad.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
And
you move to understand the trick I
have.
Through the Father is the master plan.
But he was
having those who spoke with his word that he began with the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
So,
in the way like that, that's what we hear Father move on to say. He brought the plan saying in the Genesis chapter 2 verses 18 he said this. Genesis 2 from verse 18
Mukama Katonda nayogera nti si kirungi omuntu okubeera nga yekka namukolera omubeza musanira. Onyole kumi na umuenda. Mukama Katonda nako letaka, na buli nsolo eyomu nsiko, na buli ekibuka waguru, na bile tero omuntu, okulaba bwana bita.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. The Father brings the plan. He says, it's not good for man to be alone. I will make for him a helper. Remember, he's not to work alone. He has the master architecture, his words, the Lord Jesus. He has the master implementer, the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
Here,
when he speaks like one, and he shows according to
me,
no inside him, there are others involved. This is what Bible speaks of in the book of John, in the first John, chapter 5, in the verses 7.
Those
who restored the Luganda version and in some English Bibles.
For
this verse, most Bibles don't hold it.
King James version.
In the King James Version.
Oba nemo Gideon.
Even in the Gideon.
But
some Bibles don't have this verse.
Because
a time this mystery got beyond them. And they still snatch out this verse. Of the three witnesses in heaven. You can't tell me the three witnesses. And you bring out one. That one in the court, it's not acceptable. And you have three witnesses. And you break out one. And they come to witness. And they become as John. And they go back. And they rotate back. And they come out again. I am Peter this time. I've come to
Peter.
And they finish.
And
they go back again.
And
they come the same person. I am Matthew this time. In the courts of law, they even imprison you.
Yes, he was weak.
They know we've fallen on a mad person. In the courts, they wonder, do you understand well? That witness, they get surprised, both of you get to be mad.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read 1 John chapter 5, verse 7.
Kubanga waliwo abajulirwa basatu mu ggulu. Kitaffe, Kigambo, n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu. Era bano bakkaanya mu omu.
Yes, we have been
praised Jesus so much.
But government abajulirwa bano basatu.
But tell us the three witnesses are in heaven. Now you can't go there, you find there one and they tell you they are
the
The word we believe that the three agree.
That
the word of God, he came from the Father. As
in
first show me the sign of the lampstand, which holds two steps down on the base, all three, two levels. Even the Holy Spirit from them.
Which
makes the lampstand that you see right there.
Yes, you have
praise there. Jesus so much.
So,
with a way like that, those are the three witnesses in heaven. There is the Father,
the master planner, the
master planner of which you study now. We have the word of God,
yes.
The Lord Jesus,
he
who closed flesh and appeared to us. And he too is God.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Without
the Spirit who comes from them.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. What enables them agree in one? That one came from another. And they share of the fullness of the other.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now we show you the mystery of God, the word of God, the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But
never lighten and show us the Father and how he began with him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now that word, that there are three witnesses in heaven. We have the Father. We have the Word. That is the Son. We also have the Holy Spirit. That the three agree.
It's
to say they came from one. The word spoke of, let's make man in our image and in our likeness.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now in that word we are revealed. That our Father is there,
Chigambo wali,
the Word is there, even the Holy Spirit is there. Even though they came from one, even us, we are all righteous in heavens and earth who came from Christ Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And it says we are one body with Christ. We shall realize we are in him and he too is in us. That what confuses and understands. That's why God has helped us. When he passed through revealing his mystery, the word of God, the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
To
move on, reveal to us. Which helped us even understand of the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
that is the way God tells us. Jesus commanded, he told us, to be able to enter the family of God,
you
must be proven in the three. According to Matthew 28,
Matthew 28:19.
Matthew 28:19.
Kale mugende mufula manga gonaba igirizwa. Ngamuba batizo okuyingira mu linnya lya Kitaffe n'Omwana n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Wano abantu bafuna onyo obuzibu.
Here people get a problem much here.
Matthew 28:19.
To baptize people as we enter them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Most people say, let's baptize them, just enter in the name. The name Jesus. But they have not entered in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
kubanga basoma mikolo bya batume ne bagamba.
They read the acts and they say. Babatizo
kuyingira muli nya lya Yesu.
They baptize them to enter the name of Jesus. Babule
ekigambo kibera bira kiri eki.
But what they forget is what.
Kintu kyonna kye batugamba okukola wansi
w'enjuba. Everything they told us to do under the sun.
Kwawe bwe linnya limu mu
gulu ne kunsi. Given one name in heavens and earth. In which we do all things.
Linga bwe nkubatiza okuyingira mu kitaffe omwana n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
It's like I baptize you to enter in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. When me, I do it.
But
I enter in the name of Jesus. And you forget what I've done. And you say in the name of Jesus. What he spoke.
It's
what he spoke and what he did.
Now, over again,
you do, you hold madness.
Kubanga batugamba tubikole mu linnya lya
Yesu. Told us to do them in the name of Jesus.
Tusabe mu linnya lya Yesu.
Pray in the name of Jesus.
Era Bible kyevega mba Philip.
That's why Bible says in Philippians.
Sura y'okubiri.
Philippians
2. Onyolo okutano mpaka lwe 10.
5 to 10.
Nti nawe bwe linnya erisinga amannya gonna.
Given a name above all names.
Ogulu ne kunsi.
In the heavens and earth.
Biko abantu mu sura y'okubiri n'agamba.
Acts 2 we say.
Nti teri linnya ddala muli bulokozi.
No any other name where we find salvation. Ogulu
ke linnya lya Yesu.
Except the name of Jesus.
Kati erinnya.
Now the name.
Tidisubura kugamba kugamba anti lisanyiza offices zina.
Cannot destroy out the three offices.
Obanti kitafa avuddewo.
Or the Father is ceased to be.
Netusigaze obo omwana.
It remain perhaps with the Son.
Omwoyo mtu kufunga avuddewo.
And even the Holy Spirit is ceased.
Kalo lwe bigambe ebyo.
Now by those words.
Tugenda maso n'okutegeeza.
We move on to tell you.
Ebikwatagane kitafa master planner.
What concerns the Father, the master planner.
Ate n'ekigambo kye.
And his words.
Kama wafu Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Master Creator.
The master creator.
Oba omukuru mukutonda.
Or the master architecture.
Omukuru mukuteekawo pulani z'okutonda.
The master creator.
Ate ne Katonda omwoyo mutukuvu.
Even God the Holy Spirit.
Oba omwoyo wa Mukama.
Or the spirit of the Lord.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus so much.
Ye, omukuru mukuteekawo ebintu mu nkola.
Implementer.
Kigambo byamaze okudesigninga.
What the word already drafted well.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so
much. So kirungi omanye ensonga zino.
It's good to know these issues.
Banga munsi waliyo okubuzaabuzibwa.
For in the world there is much confusions.
Iranga tebawulira ddala wa kitafono bulungi.
They don't separate the Father well.
Oyinza n'okubeerayo ngo bulijjo kyogere.
Maybe you may be out there, you've been speaking of it. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. When they ask you how it comes about, what God to be like that. And now they've become many.
And the person
can challenge you because of ignorance.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
We've
been given a charge, revealed secrets. That too we've handled it.
Through
revealing the mystery of God. The word of God. The Lord Jesus.
So
now it's true. The Holy Spirit is present. The word of God, the Lord Jesus is there. Even the Father is there. But all of them came from the Father. That's why they have said. They say in Matthew 28:19, to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus. For he still says, we pass through one spirit
to
access the Father.
Means
if you're not baptized into the Spirit, you cannot reach the Father. We can't reach the Father when you've not passed the Son. Listen this word well. Ephesians 2, verses 18 and 19. Ephesians 2 from verse 18.
Kubanga kuboyo fefe mbi tulina okusembera kwa Felici tafe mu moyo omu. Olw'19 kale bwe mutyo temukyali bannaggwanga na bayise naye muli ba kika kimu n'abatukuvu era ba mu nyumba ya Katonda.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much.
Agambia.
He has said,
Peter,
we pass through one spirit. I request you bring back the lampstand.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. In one spirit is where we pass. The spirit of the Lord and in the spirit of Christ.
To
reach you to the Father. He said, as we pass the Holy Spirit, we have to meet the word of God. To reaching the Father.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
For
that lampstand,
shows
Holy Spirit who comes out with his branches as the lampstand is. When you pass through him,
was using
there is the first best you find on the bottom. That is the word. Do you have to pass through him to reach the Father?
That's
the last basement of the lampstand.
We
try to demonstrate for you. After the Bible shows us in Ephesians
2,
18 and 19, we can pass through one spirit
to
reach Christ.
Or
to reach the Father.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. In the midst, Hebrews will be speaking.
So
we pass the body of Christ to reach the Father.
Now,
after you hear the way of the Holy Spirit,
Christ
reaches you to Christ.
And
Christ shows you the way through him to the Father. Speaks this in the Hebrews 10. The verse
19.
Hebrews 10:19.
Kale abooluganda, bwe tulina obumu okuyingira mu kifo ekitukuvu.
Soma bulungi.
Beebulaniya essula ya 10:19.
Hebrews 10:19.
Kale abooluganda, bwe tulina obugumu okuyingira mu kifo ekitukuvu olw'omusaayi gwa Yesu. Olunyo olwabiri. Mu kkubo lye yatukubira, erijja, eridda. Ekkubo lye yatukubira erijja. Beebulaniya essula ya 10:12. Mu kkubo lye yatukubira erijja eddamu eriyita mu jjiji gwe mubiri gwe. Olwabiri mu olumu. Era bwe tulina kabona omunene afuga ennyumba ya Katonda.
Owulidde nti ate bwe tumala okuyita mwoyo omu.
After we pass through one spirit,
okugenda eri kitaffe,
we go to the Father,
tusiŋŋana Kristo kigambo kya
Katonda, find Christ the word of God,
n'atukubira ekkubo eriyita mu mubiri
gwe, makes us a way through his body.
We shall see
his body make up heavens and
earth. You pass
through it, go above the heavens where the Father is.
For
the Father makes above the heavens.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Now,
what I pray you to see, let's not be confused that the Father is not there and the Word is not there. Others say the Holy Spirit is not there. Is the same person who changes. The thing you are to know is one thing. When someone tells you God has changed to make himself into another, you straight know he is the liar. When you read well Hebrews 13, God never changes. He is the same. If someone brings to say God changes, tell them, little gentlemen,
the
God I worship never changes. Let's read Hebrews 13 from verse
8.
Hebrews 13 from verse 8.
Yes, Christo, Jo, Nerero, Abamu, Nokutu Semireme, Mirem.
Yes, Christo,
Jesus Christ is the same.
Nero,
today,
Nemireme,
and forevermore.
So, is a gamba.
Now you cannot say, right now he's changed. And I find him elsewhere, he's changed to someone else. How possible is that? Now we, how shall we get to realize and know him? Example, you met him in a chair and he's the Father. Tomorrow you find him, he tells you your father is not there today, the son, it's me here. And you go back the next day, the one who left the son there, you find there the Holy Spirit. This is the son and the father, they are not here. What do you perceive in your mind if you worship God? Richard said, if God is like this, things are failed. The Father spoke in the Malachi 3. Verse 6, he said this. He himself never changes.
Malachi 3:6. Kubanga nze mukama sijulukuka mwe batabani ba Yakobo chemva mulemo okumalibwawo.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus so.
Agambye nze mukama.
He said, I'm the Lord.
Sijulukuka.
I never change.
Batabani ba Yakobo chemvudde
mutabwawo. The descendants of Jacob have not been finished.
But chitafe.
Now the father.
Agamba tiyefura
fura. He says it never changes. You'll find those who tell you that sometimes he makes himself be a son. Elsewhere, he makes himself the Holy Spirit.
There is
a scripture they base off in Isaiah saying that look, the son is born of the father. He's born of us, of father. The mighty one who never finishes. And they say, okay, the father. And they forget any person older than you, they told you, call them father. Praise Jesus. That Isaiah beats them down.
Whoever
is older than you, you can call them father. But they are not the spiritual fathers. And the spiritual father remains. Our Lord, when he was on the world, he said, my father is greater than me. When he clothed flesh, he wasn't more equal to the father. For he had lowered himself to the level of a human being.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. This word I request you understand. That you don't get confused again. We are still understanding the mystery of God. The word of God. The Lord Jesus. The aspect we are on to.
Explaining
us the Father, the Master Planner.
The
word of the Lord Jesus.
Master Creator.
The Master Creator.
Master Designer.
Or the Master Architecture. And the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit,
or
the Spirit of the
Lord,
he moves on to be shown
up.
He has implemented all things. Praise Jesus so much. Now we have much to move on to understand. When you look to Genesis, Genesis 11, the Father moved on to bring a plan.
Someone
said, you like God, so the Master Planner.
You
bring thousands of scriptures. Genesis 11. Genesis 11 from verse 1. Genesis 11 from verse 1.
Nensizo nazali no lulimi rumu, nenjogeremu. Olinyolo kubiri, awebali batambula ebuvanjuba. Nebala bolusenyi munsi sinali, nebatulo omwo. Olinyolo kusatu, nebagamba gananti, kale no. Tukola matofali, tugokele dala. Aone baba na matofali mchifocha mainja. Nevitosi mchifocha noni. Alinyolo kuna. Neboge na tikale nno, tuwezimbi lechibuga, nechigo. Echilitusa, entiko yacho muguru. Era tuwefuni lelinya. Tulemo kusasa nila dale wala munsizo na. Alinyolo kutano. Mukama nako kulaba echibuga, nechigo. Abana baba ntuchebazi mba. Olunyolo mukaga, mukama nayogera nti laba, abo lyeggwanga limu, era bonna balina olulimi lumu, era kino kye batanula okukola, ne kaakano tewali agenda okubalema. Tewali kigenda kubalema. Kye baagala okukola.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mukama nakka.
They say God came down.
Olowooza atumanyi.
You think he sent who?
Eyaka.
With the one who came down.
Kigambo bwabasi yase.
If it's not the one who comes down, it's the spirit who comes down.
That's why
Hebrews 4 says, Hebrews 4 from verses 9 unto 12,
and
he who ascended in heaven is the one who descended to the lower realms, and he ascended again, and he went above the heavens.
That
we speak of the Lord Jesus. If he's not the one coming down, Matthew chapter 3 16-17, it shows the Holy Spirit came down in the dark. If it's not the one coming down, it's the Holy Spirit. You to see of the Father coming down, you're joking over that. The one Father brings the plan and remains in his throne. As you see the Father, he gets money, gets. Go by me. He will not go. Mother and your children, it's up to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
you hear, this time it was the Holy Spirit who came. And after he went back, reported to the Father, and the Father released the plan, he said this. Genesis 11, verses
7.
Let's go down. Who and who?